RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, December 1st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be on topic to the discussion. Greatly appreciate if you send me videos or any long stories after the show when I get off the air at 12 noon. We do it Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. We have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, good conversation with Missy in the second half hour of hour number two. We also are trying to line up a special guest to come on in the third hour. So things are happening on this Monday, first day of December. Well, hopefully you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Over the Thanksgiving Day weekend, we had Jerry Stewart's show on Thanksgiving Day. Then Friday, we were back here live. And then we were downstate with family for the weekend. Had a great time heading back. Little bit of a snowstorm as we were coming up north. Probably getting really thick about north of Flint, all the way through the Grayling-Kalkaska area. But actually, by the time we got here to Antrim County Saturday night, not too much snow literally on the ground at all. The plows hadn't even been out yet. But I looked at the forecast and I said, you know what? I think we're going to get some more Saturday night, Sunday morning. And boy, did we get some. So hopefully you were able to get everything cleared. But it looks like potentially we're going to have a white Christmas. Forecast saying that the snow is going to be coming hit and miss throughout December, but we're excited. Winter is finally here, and we're getting into the Christmas season. As a matter of fact, if you've been listening to the station after my show, starting at 12 noon, we go to the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. Well, we've also started, every couple of songs start slipping in some Christmas music, try to get you into the spirit. So we are excited. One of the things I think we're going to see is this week what gets done or doesn't get done in Lansing. Deer season ended yesterday. Dark, roughly about 4:35 o'clock. Deer season, rifle season is over. And now the legislators can get back and finish up the legislative year for 2025. All kinds of stories, all kinds of things happening that we're excited about. We're going to be covering those to see exactly what they get accomplished, what don't they get accomplished, and what is it that we need to follow up on starting January when they get back into legislative session. So one of the things I think is pretty interesting as we start off this day is following the legislative agenda, the number of bills that are passed in the House, now sent to the Senate. How many bills passed in the Senate, now sent to the House? And which ones do we think Governor Gretchen Whitmer will sign? So we're definitely going to keep an eye on that and see what transpires this week and possibly next week in Lansing. Legislative calendar says that next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, December the 11th, will be their final day. But depending on Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, we shall see. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
My favorite truck driving song ever. One hit wonder for Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. Yes, every time I was going to be heading home from being out on the road 4 to 6 weeks, I'd get a load back to Michigan and I'd start playing that song. Absolutely love, love, love that song. One of the things that we are looking at is the lowest number of bills, public acts, where laws become law basically by the governor signing past bills that were passed in the House, the Senate, and sent to her desk for signature. And one of the things I think that's kind of interesting is that this is going to prove out to be probably the lowest number of bills that they have had in a long time, going all the way back potentially to 1950. So one of the things that I think we're looking at here is the possibility of the lowest number of bills passed and signed into law this year. Now, one of the things that is kind of interesting is the process. We always talk about the process to see how things are playing out in Lansing. But one of the things that they are looking at here is priorities. Priorities by the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, the House Speaker Matt Hall, and of course the Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But one of the problems they have is that it's not a priority unless the leadership says it is. Kind of interesting how this process is playing out in Lansing. Now, one of the things that they are doing is trying to get some type of package done for economic development. Why is that? Well, because primarily the budget eliminated so much of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's economic development various funds, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and other things that now, as somewhat of a payback, they're trying to do a new economic development package. And one of the things that we're looking at is the possibility that they may not come to an agreement. Surprise, surprise. The budget's done. They just got through deer season, Thanksgiving. Now this is the lame duck, if you will, after the November election, which had very few things on it. They now are in their lame duck session as they wind down the legislative year. So let's talk about these bills that remain in limbo. Speaker Matt Hall talks about 428 chamber bills that remain in limbo. Well, here's the breakdown. House Speaker Matt Hall was going to have a vote on a healthy number of 186 Senate bills sitting in his chamber during the last 7 days of the House session this year. Well, if that's what you were hoping for, you may be disappointed. Speaker said he's not really concerned about the hard number of bills that will be put on the voting board in the month of December. Outside of his top focus of an economic development package that allows qualifying businesses to retain half of the state income taxes paid by their new employees. With a record low 35 public acts signed into law this year, the Senate is sitting on 242 House bills. These are bills that have been passed in the House, sent to the Senate, waiting for a vote so that if it's passed, can be sent to the governor to become a public act. Meanwhile, the House is sitting on 186 Senate bills that have passed in the Senate and now sent to the House. you add them together, you're looking at 428 bills. Well, there's no way they're going to pass that many bills, basically, with 7 days of legislative session this month. Potentially ending up being the lowest number of bills passed and signed into law in a very, very, very long time. Now, the interesting part of this, in the Senate, the House bills that were passed and sent to the Senate, 242 of them. Well, of those House bills, 35 of them passed unanimously. Means everybody, Republicans and Democrats, all voted for the bills. In the House side, 57 of the Senate bills passed unanimously, and 10 of those were actually sponsored by a Republican. So you would think that the Senate would pass 35 House bills that were passed unanimously. The House would pass the 57 that were passed unanimously in the Senate, basically giving them 92 bills to send to the governor for signature. However, Speaker Hall conceded that the focus of this term was to scale back the amount of legislation passed out of the House and to focus on, quote, big things, said Hall. Our members understand what our vision is and what we're trying to accomplish. We're here to do very big things, not just pass a number of bills. Well, what did that mean to the speaker? Putting together a road funding package. That was number one top priority for Speaker Matt Hall and his Republican majority in the House. Also, creating transparency in the legislative earmark process. Remember, that's what held up the final budget being sent to the governor for signature. So many years we've been yelling and screaming about transparency on these earmarks, the pork barrel spending. Who submitted the request? What state representative, what state senator got $15 million to study fresh water in Traverse City? It was either State Representative John Roth or State Senator John DeMoos. Well, via various news reporting that was going on, it was discovered that it was Senator John DeMoos. Okay, who got the money? What was the money to be used for? What exactly is the process of this earmark that was put into the budget? Well, in the end, even after the September 30th at midnight deadline, they were able to extend the previous budget for a few days, eventually passing the 2026 fiscal year budget, which was supposed to start at midnight on October 1st. They ended up doing it on October the 9th. Why? Because they finally came together and was able to work out the earmark transparency process. Another priority, Speaker Hall and the Republicans in the majority there in the House caucus, retaining the tipped wage for our restaurant workers, our service industry, when it comes to tips. They were able to keep that intact. And also, they agreed to put stricter parameters around the paid sick leave bill. Well, in every case, it was mission accomplished, said Speaker Hall. He was willing to give credit because it was Governor Gretchen Whitmer willing to work with him and President Donald Trump which opened the door for a new mission for Selfridge Air Force Base. That's, of course, down in Macomb County, Harrison Township. Other things that was actually icing on the cake, according to Hall, funding for the Asian carp barrier in Illinois. Speaker went on to say our members got a huge win in this budget for their districts, too. State Representative Pat Outman of Six Lakes scored some money in the budget for Sheridan Hospital. State Representative Riley Linton of Wyandotte, a Republican, got funding for a bridge in Trenton. And Republican State Representative Jamie Thompson of Brownstown scored funding for the Rockwood Water Treatment Plant. Hall went on to say, as for the 242 House bills sitting in the Senate, we've passed more bills in the House than they have in the Senate. And what are they doing? Sitting on it in the Senate. Then they turn around and try to blame me. Well, it takes two sides. And I think the Democrats in the Senate care a lot more about this than the Republicans in the House do, to be honest. If they cared more about policy, they would move our bills. For example, I'll mention bills not being acted on is Senate Bill 435, which ensures the home heating credit given to those in need is properly accounted for inflation. Another Senate Bill 595 keeps alive a long-running surveying project currently been ongoing for quite a few years between the Michigan and the Indiana border. Well, if they don't do anything within the next 30 days, on January 1st, New Year's Day, while we're all celebrating New Year's, watching college football bowl games, that particular effort of that surveying project statutorily disappears. It's over. Well, where do we stand in history? The legislature stands to send to the governor the fewest number of bills of any annual session since 1950. 75 years ago, when the legislature passed 43 bills in a limited week special session. Since the Michigan legislature started having two-year sessions, beginning with the 1850 Constitution, the fewest number of bills in a two-year time period was 97, 1853 and 1854. So in a single year, the number stands at 43, going all the way back to 1950. And if you add in next year, 2026, they may not even reach the 97 that they did back in 1853 and 1854. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. They passed the budget and 35 bills. That